Ask Me No Questions and I'll Tell You No Lies by Momokai. Narrated by Rhea 314. Fandom, The Yin Yang Master, Dream of Eternity. Ting Ming, Boya.
I'm so sorry, Master. I had no idea what it was when I picked it up.
Honeybug wails from behind her hands, eyes wide and full of tears as she looks pleadingly at Ting Ming, who has found himself on the floor and somewhat entirely distracted by the dazed man in his arms. It's all right, Honeybug. I don't think whatever it was is malicious. He assures his spirit guardian with a calming smile, who sniffles wetly and delicately dabs at her cheek with the flowing length of her pink sleeve.
I didn't sense anything from it. It was just a normal pin,
she explains in a rush, gesturing at the simple silver hairpin abandoned on the floor. Ting Ming sighs fondly and shakes his head. There is no real harm done. I think Boya is just fine, he says, while surreptitiously using the trailing length of his white sleeve to sweep the seemingly innocuous hairpin away, the length of metal skittering across the wooden floor before bouncing to a stop by the wall. Honeybug watches it, lips wobbling.
Speak for yourself, asshole.
Both Spirit and Master jump at the unexpected announcement, and Ting Ming quickly returns his attention to the man stirring in his arms.
Boya, how do you feel?
He asks concernedly, and is not wholly surprised when he is presented with one of the most delightfully unimpressed looks for his trouble. He quickly squashes the reflexive grin at the familiar expression on his companion's face.
Like I just got kicked in the head.
Boya spits in response, before blinking in bewilderment. Ting Ming sighs and shakes his head good-naturedly as he carefully shifts Boya in his arms, helping him to sit up from where they are both sprawled on the floor. He might have reacted a touch strongly when Boya had suddenly collapsed without warning.
That's to be expected, I think. I'm not sure what kind of talisman it is, but it's not harmful.
Ting Ming replies easily, and it's the truth. When the talisman had activated in Honeybug's hands, he had not sensed anything untoward. Boya, however, had reacted quick as a snake and struck the pin from his spirit's hands regardless, likely acting instinctively at the brief flare of foreign energy. In doing so, however, he had been the last one in contact with the pin before the spell went off.
If I start turning unnatural colors or grow extra limbs, I'll be blaming you,
Boya huffs, as he quickly disengages from Ting Ming's arms, to his utter disappointment. Boya climbs to his feet, waving off Honeybug's steadying hands when he teeters. Ting Ming pouts as he, too, rises.
Come now, Boya. I hardly see how these theoretic outcomes could be my fault,
he complains, even as he smiles. Boya fixes him with a mildly deadpan look, even as he swipes non-existent dust from his leathers, and Ting Ming barely resists cooing. Such expressions his companion can make, it's truly a delight. He pointedly ignores Honeybug hastily raising her sleeve to hide her mouth to the side of them.
Don't be cute. It confuses me,
Boya mutters, before snapping his mouth shut with a brief, mortified look on his face. Ting Ming blinks at him, in surprise, even as perplexed amusement bubbles up inside him.
Boya, I wasn't aware you found me so confusing.
He just barely manages not to titter, and Boya must see right through him because he levels him with a dirty look, before scoffing.
As if you aren't completely aware of what you do to me.
The words have barely left Boya's lips before he jerks as if struck, and swiftly slaps a hand over his mouth. Honeybug makes a choked wheezing sound behind her sleeve, but Ting Ming is too startled to notice.
And what do you mean by that?
Ting Ming inquires somewhat uncertainly. He has always been certain that Boya took his teasing in stride, knew that his often improper remarks were said in jest. Usually,
He can't help himself sometimes, the flirting just happens. But if he had said or done something recently to make his companion truly uncomfortable, he cannot think of it.
Have I offended you in some way, Boya?
He asks, because if he has, he wants to know so he can correct it post-haste. He does not want the object of his much-lamented affections upset with him for something he could have prevented. He doesn't think he could handle Boya being honestly upset with him. Boya's hand abruptly tightens over his mouth, his brows drawing together in a strained frown that has Qingming instantly concerned. He opens his mouth to ask what is wrong, only to be interrupted by Boya's other hand snapping up and pointing a single finger in his face. He pauses, mouth working silently for a moment, and goes to ask, only for Boya to scowl at him. He closes his mouth, correctly if confusedly interpreting a request for silence. They stand there awkwardly for a moment, as Boya visibly struggles with something. Qingming maintaining his perplexed silence as he looks between his straining companion and Honeybug, who is still hiding behind her sleeve. He narrows his eyes at her. Honeybug's eyes curve up at the edges over the curtain of her sleeve. Oh dear. Finally, Boya lowers his still rudely pointing finger before tentatively removing his hand from his face. The action so cautious, he might as well have been going finger by finger. He pauses like that for a moment, hand still hovering near his mouth, before seemingly deciding the danger has passed. "This is a God's damned truth spell," he says, sounding so greatly put upon that Qingming can't help but laugh in such fond delight as his concerns evaporate. "Oh, Boya, you had me so worried for a moment," he chuckles. And Boya rolls his eyes, before turning on his heel, gaze downcast, and scanning the floor. He spots the pin by the wall and strides over to it, before stooping to snatch it up, uncaring of potentially activating it a second time, as he is already under its effects. He turns the innocent-looking accessory between his fingers, examining it, with a keen eye for any markings or script that might shed some light on its purpose, or perhaps how to reverse the spell. Honeybug shifts in place for a moment, before finally emerging from behind her sleeve and, as if nothing had occurred, gracefully glides for the doors. "I'll fetch some tea," she declares. Amboya grunts as he continues to scour every inch of the hairpin, fingers carefully feeling over the dips and swirls in the silver. "I'd rather something stronger," he says absently, and Qingming bites his lips to suppress the snicker that tries to escape him. "Boya, it's hardly noon," he teases, trying for scandalized but only managing blatant amusement. Boya looks up from the pin-cum-talisman in his hands and glares at him. "I don't give a fuck," he says, with feeling, before his eyes drift to the ceiling and slide closed in mortification. Qingming's lips wobble, and he knows he probably shouldn't, but he can't pass up the opportunity. "How improper." Boya's eyes pop open and drop to level him with a look, and Qingming thinks smittenly that if looks could kill, he might be laughing himself sick in the afterlife right now. "You'd be surprised," is the entirely unexpected retort. Qingming gapes, and Boya thumps himself solidly in the chest once, as if beating out a cough. "Ignore that," he snaps, clearing his throat. But no, he will not, because Qingming is intrigued. "Oh," he prompts, before he can think better of it. And Boya brandishes the hairpin threateningly. Qingming steps back with a smile, raising his hands in surrender as he retreats to his desk, lowering himself to the cushion behind it with a soft laugh. "Oh, but Boya makes it too easy sometimes," Qingming thinks absently as he rests an elbow on his knee. Honestly, he can't help but poke at him when he presents Qingming with so many opportunities like this, truth spell or no. Though it's another thing altogether with its effects. Qingming notes as he leans his head in his knuckles, to watch as Boya quietly runs cheek-coated fingers over the pin. Boya is usually so reserved with his responses that suddenly being privy to his true thoughts is... He hesitates to say nice, because it's not something his companion can actually help right now, but it is definitely eye-opening. He knows, of course, that there is much more to Boya than he allows others to see, that there do, in fact, exist normal mundane thoughts in his head, just as any other man, despite how sometimes Boya himself seems to forget that he is, in fact, just that. But Qingming has witnessed with his own eyes how others fall into the easy mindset of believing him some aloof, untouchable figure that exists solely for duty. It saddens him greatly that Boya feels that kind of need to distance himself from others in such a way, but he can't say that he doesn't understand. Qingming has his own ways of distancing himself, after all. He doesn't here, though, and never with Boya. He isn't normally so free with his words around others. Boya might even be horrified to realize that Qingming is actually unfailingly polite in most other company, but he has never felt the need with Boya, even from the first day they had met and fought over the pipa. There had just always been something about him that dropped Qingming's guard, which, he thinks somewhat sardonically, should have been the first red flag of his budding infatuation, now long since watered and grown into something he sometimes struggles with keeping contained. "What's with that face?" Boya inquires out of the blue, and Qingming blinks out of his thoughts with a questioning sound. Boya has apparently come to the conclusion that he won't find any answers from the pin itself, and has since pocketed it and returned his attention to him. Having been so thoroughly absorbed in his thoughts, Qingming hadn't noticed any of it, or that he has since spent the last several moments staring. He hopes his face hadn't given his thoughts away too much, but since when has he ever been that lucky? "What face?" he deflects easily, and watches entertained beyond belief, as Boya's face goes through a myriad of fascinating micro-expressions as he evidently tries his absolute best not to just blurt out his true thoughts without first filtering them. "Here's the tea, master," Honeybug announces, with positively diabolical timing as she abruptly breezes back into the room with a tray in her hands. Qingming is not waylaid enough by her arrival to miss the profound look of relief that briefly crosses Boya's face at the distraction, and dimly wonders what possible thought he might have been trying to keep behind his teeth to warrant such a reaction. Curious. Very curious. Honeybug sets the tray down on his desk and sets about pouring the faintly floral-smelling brew into cups before carefully distributing them. One set delicately in front of Qingming, one opposite him for Boya. He thanks her with a smile and cheerfully ignores the glint in her eye as she returns it and rises to leave them alone once more. Grasping his cup, Qingming allows the heat to seep into his fingers for a moment before taking a careful sip, humming contently at the flavor, as Boya lowers himself to sit opposite him.
"We need to figure out how to break this spell," Boya grumbles as he reaches for his own cup, eyeing it in faint displeasure for a moment before drinking. Clearly, he had truly wanted something stronger. Qingming contemplates retrieving the wine he may or may not have stashed in the cupboard behind him. "It might very well be a simple matter of time, Boya," he replies honestly. "It might very well be so. The spell itself is a harmless one, if inconvenient, and tethered to such an innocuous item that he truly does not believe it was made with any ill intent behind it. Likely a talisman made in jest, or perhaps to prove a point. Either way, he doesn't think they need to be hitting the scrolls for counterspells or worrying too much about it just yet. Boya clearly disagrees. "I don't want to wait it out, Qingming." He almost whines, and Qingming raises his eyebrows. "Something to hide, my friend?" he asks cheekily, and is instantly intrigued by the sudden blush that tinges Boya's ears. "Yes,"
Boya chokes out, before delving into his tea, as if burning his mouth out will ward off any further ill-restrained words. Ting Ming's eyebrows have yet to descend from his hairline, and he watches his companion drain his cup with curiosity. He thinks he should perhaps tone it down a bit for Boya's sake, but the man hasn't actually expressed any real ire at his prodding yet, and Ting Ming trusts that if he oversteps, Boya will say so or simply remove himself from the situation. He thinks that, if he were truly making his friend uncomfortable, the spell would ensure he is made aware by prompting Boya to tell him off, as he would clearly wish to. And, to be frank, it would take a better man than Ting Ming to resist. Deciding to take some mercy on his companion, Ting Ming drops his hand from his temple and straightens to refill their cups, and idly comments, "You're taking all this with more grace than I might have expected, Boya." Only because, if it had been Ting Ming struck with the spell, he might have sent Boya fleeing for the hills to escape whatever inane prattle he might fail to suppress. Or, heaven forbid, announce his affections. Ah, probably for the best it wasn't him. He takes a hasty sip of his refilled cup to hide the sudden heat in his face. "Barely," Boya mumbles into his cup. "Just when I think I've got a handle on it, words happen," he hisses as he lowers his tea to glare off to the side. Ting Ming hums. "Ah, the woes of the mortal man," he replies with amusement, and is charmed by the scowl and quiet "fuck off" he gets in reply. "It's not too terrible, is it?" he asks lightly, gesturing to his companion. "We've known each other long enough not to be offended by some trivial truths between us." It's actually quite refreshing. Boya is not one to lie, this he knows very well, but he is guilty of habitually omitting certain things or simply keeping his own counsel on matters. To hear his honest thoughts for a change is quite a treat. "You don't offend me," Boya says, and by the lack of any reaction to his own words, Ting Ming takes it as a willing admission. That warms him. He smiles. "I'm glad. I do worry sometimes that I may take my teasing too far," he admits in return. "I don't want to bother you or make you uncomfortable." And he really doesn't, despite literally everything he says to the man sometimes. He values Boya far too much to ever risk driving him away, and Ting Ming doesn't think he would be able to bear it if he ever did. "I don't mind," Boya mutters as he fiddles with his cup before taking a sip, but not before adding, "I love you too much for you to ever bother me." Ting Ming freezes, startled at the almost absent words, and Boya apparently registers what he had just said, because he promptly chokes on his tea. Stunned, Ting Ming can only stare as Boya coughs loudly into his arm, reflexive tears wetting his lashes as he tries to clear the tea from his lungs. Boya hastily slams his cup down on the desk. The sharp sound startles Ting Ming out of his daze. "Boya," he tries, but for once his words fail him. He replays the last few seconds over in his head and then does it again, and again, until the words are chasing themselves in circles in his mind. "I love you too much for you to ever bother me." Ting Ming thinks he might have played the remark off as a jest or perhaps an exaggeration if Boya had uttered these words any day before today. But his still spluttering companion is currently under the influence of a truth spell. However unwittingly he had said it, Boya had meant it. Boya loves him. The realization is almost enough for him to drop his cup, but Ting Ming quickly fumbles it to the safety of his desk before he can do so. Opposite him, Boya is climbing to his feet, coughing fit subsiding as he hastily turns away from him and makes for the door, and Ting Ming jolts because Boya is fleeing, after admitting that he loves him. Ching Ming's knee catches on the edge of his desk as he scrambles to his feet, but he hardly notices the brief flare of pain as he all but jumps over it in his haste to catch his fleeing companion.
Boya, wait,
he calls, and reaches out to quickly snag Boya's arm before he can clear the doors, tugging him to a stop and urging him to turn around. Boya stops, but he doesn't turn around, and Ching Ming decides he'll take it.
I didn't mean to say that,
Boya grits out, panicked, and Ching Ming could snort because that much is obvious.
Boya, he starts, only to be interrupted. I did mean it that way,
Boya blurts, before attempting to snatch his arm from Ching Ming's grip to no avail and growling, didn't fuck. He curses, and Ching Ming laughs softly, shaking his head fondly and decidedly not letting go of his arm.
Don't laugh. This isn't funny.
Boya snaps, still refusing to turn and face him. But Ching Ming isn't laughing at him. He's laughing at himself.
How blind has he been? Boya.
Ching Ming tries again, gently.
I told you I didn't want to wait out this stupid spell.
Boya spits. Ching Ming sighs and tries to tug him around, but his panicking companion stubbornly holds his ground. And he is, panicking, that is, either abjectly mortified at his own honesty or spooked by whatever reaction he thinks will be forthcoming, or a mixture of both. Either way, Ching Ming will need to calm him down before there can be any further discussion that doesn't end with him bolting.
Yes, because you were afraid you'd do exactly as you just did,
Ching Ming replies reasonably. And Boya makes a vaguely embarrassed noise and tries to pull his arm free again. Ching Ming does not allow it.
Forget I said anything. It's the spell.
He tries, and Ching Ming snorts because it's a poor deflection and they both know it. Fed up, Ching Ming yanks Boya around, the man apparently unprepared for the force he puts behind the pull, because he turns with it in surprise. And Ching Ming releases his arm and grabs him by the lapels of his leathers to hold him still.
You love me,
he states, catching Boya's eyes with his tone, carefully blank despite the tide of emotion currently trying to drown him. Boya swallows and almost looks away before apparently deciding against it, clenching his teeth so tight Ching Ming can see the flex of the muscle in his jaw. He remains stubbornly silent. Ching Ming tries a different approach. He tightens his grip and leans in, close enough to feel the warmth of Boya's breath as he exhales in surprise.
You love me?
He asks.
Yes.
Boya breathes, eyes fixed unerringly on his face. And Ching Ming makes some sort of noise in his chest. He honestly can't say what, but it's embarrassing. And kisses him. Boya jerks, startled, before he just melts into him and kisses back. The kiss is languid, and Ching Ming quickly decides that kissing Boya is his new favorite pastime. He clings to the lapels of Boya's leathers, almost afraid to let go, and Boya responds by sliding his hands over Ching Ming's hips, wrapping his arms around his waist and tugging him against him. Ching Ming hums contentedly against his lips. Suddenly, Boya winces, and Ching Ming pulls back to frown at him in concern.
What is it?
He asks, and Boya blinks rapidly for a moment before shaking his head slowly. Nothing, Boya replies, somehow very pointedly, and then sighs in relief.
Oh, thank the gods,
he mutters, and Ching Ming blinks.
Ah, he says. The spell?
He guesses. Boya nods, looking entirely too relieved, and Ching Ming's lips twitch up.
A bit late for that,
he teases, and Boya rolls his eyes before tugging him back in for another kiss.
Yes,
Yes, he thinks he's definitely found a new pastime. Out in the hall, Honeybug dusts her hands of imaginary dirt and smiles. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening. And happy ITPE, Keeper of Seeds. I hope you've enjoyed this.